Paul McNamara joins us with the organization Pets Best Friend, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the well-being of domestic pets. And, Paul, welcome to our program.
It's always a pleasure, Phil.
And we also have Bill Sully, the general counsel with Pets Best Friend. Bill, how are you?
I'm very good.
Gentlemen, let's talk about your organization, because it's not a, animal rights organization per se. It's sort of a alternative group. Isn't that right, Paul?
Well, I wouldn't call us an alternative group. Here is where our organization differs, Phil, from most. When we chartered in 1998, Bill and I made specific reference to the need that we not include in the definition of a legitimate domestic pet, cats, felines.
Why is that?
Well, there are a million reasons why. I think most people would agree that cats are not... Most people, I think, would agree that cats are not legitimate pets because they lack the most significant quality domestic pets in general share. They do not respect or respond to the fundamental, if you want to call it, the fundamental supremacy of the human. Human beings, for all of our faults, are the highest form of life on the planet, and all domestic animals know this and respect this. Cats do not. The other reason I think Bill can illuminate or expand on this is that cats are not a well-liked pet. They do not respond the way dogs do.
The idea, Phil, came to us when we were chartering Pets Best Friend, is that cats, as Bill said, as Paul said, rather, do not share domestic animals' respect for human beings, and that pets in general, domestic pets, have that quality. The reason why I am speaking with you tonight as a general counsel is we have been threatened with two or three lawsuits from cat owners over the propositions that we've made.
All right, I know a lot of people who have cats and love cats. They seem to enjoy that animal's independent qualities. Is that something that you respond to? Or?
Well, I think it's a pretty sorry excuse for a person to try and drag love out of an animal that is too selfish to give it. And when you see what happened to Roy Horn in Las Vegas... Bill, I think you would agree it was the handwriting on the wall.
Well, here was a gentleman, Mr. Horn, who was in Las Vegas, who's being fed from a tube, and the reason is because of a cat.
But you guys, you're talking about a white tiger that's an enormous-sized animal.
I understand the difference, but the mentality is the same. The average so-called house, and I say so-called, by the way, Mr. Andrew, because we do not recognize there's such a thing really as a house cat. The average cat, were it large enough, would do the same thing to its owner that Roy Horn's cat did to him. A cat will betray you the way Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. And then I think, Paul, you had a good analogy.
They will definitely, a cat will sell you out and clean its paws and go to sleep. And that's, I think, the most offensive thing about this animal.
How did you get to this philosophy? I'm interested... Because my family, we have a couple of cats. My kids enjoy them. The thing about a cat is they don't give affection the way a dog does, but they do play. They're affectionate in their own way.
Well, I'll tell you that as long as you have cats, I think your family's in jeopardy because...
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, let me point this out. When I was in college, I was living with a very beautiful Mexican-American girl, probably one of the most beautiful Latin women I've ever met. We met where she worked. We moved in together. We were very passionate, but she did have these two black Burmese cats, and I, of course, tried to get to know them, but they never, they didn't do the things a dog would do. They wouldn't lick your face. They wouldn't come over when they were called. They did not do anything a dog would do, lie down. I used to try to get them to fetch things.
Well, I gotta jump in here. Cats don't do those things.
But I had not been exposed to cats, so I was looking at them with a pair of unbiased eyes, and what I saw was... that other people can't see is the pure arrogance of this animal and the fact that it would sell you and its own mother in the same lot. And
let me give you an example, Phil, if I could.
Let me jump in and just say we're talking to Bill Sully and Paul McNamara of Pets Best Friend. Bill is the general counsel. Paul is the... And we're talking about... You guys are talking about getting rid of cats because they are not really a house cat, because there is something fundamentally... dishonest and sort of, I guess, disloyal about them?
Well, I want to give you an example of the mindset of these animals. When Paul lived with Gloria, and I knew Gloria briefly, one of these cats, and Paul, you probably tell it better, but one of these cats had killed a bird and had brought it to the back door where there was a mat.
That is correct. And it laid it on the mat. And when I saw that, I looked at the cat, and the cat was looking at me with one thought in its mind. You could see what the cat was thinking. You see this bird? If I could do that to you. And my blood ran cold. And if you've seen cats, the thing about a cat's eyes are when you look into their eyes are like doll's eyes. Until they hunt, then they roll back white and you hear that high-pitched screaming. And I'll never forget that day.
Well, all right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Cats are fundamentally disloyal animals, and as such should not be classified as a protected domestic pet.
That is correct, and what that would mean, Bill, is removing them from the idea that they're a protected domestic pet so that they're not subjected to the same animal cruelty laws, I guess.
Well, that is correct. You would not have cats under the aegis of the ASPCA. You would not have cats under the aegis of the Humane Society. These would be animals considered to be feral, considered to be wild. And let me explain. There is no one on earth who detests everything Hitler stood for more than myself or Pet's Best Friend. And no one on earth who stands in greater admiration for the Japanese-American people and what they suffered in World War II. I don't agree with that at all, but the Japanese internment camps did not have gas chambers. They didn't have death squads. What we are proposing through Pet's Best Friend, and we're ready to help fund the building of internment camps for 30 million so-called domestic cats. The camps can be placed in two or three southwestern states, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and eventually have these animals resettled in other in the wild or in some other country. We can resolve this through the United Nations, if you will. But that could handle this number of so-called domestic house cats until there is resolution.
But the point is that we are finally addressing the problem.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is a lot of people love cats.
A lot of people love cats until they realize that these animals have absolutely no loyalty. If they were human beings, they would slit your throat from ear to ear. And I mean this. I can tell you, Phil, the Burmese cats that Gloria had, my girlfriend, we were going to get married. If I told her that I didn't want these cats in our home, she insisted that they stay. I let the cats out. I opened the door and let them get out because I love this girl. And when I say she was beautiful, she was gorgeous, I let the cats out. We eventually got engaged, and we eventually did get married. But I told her, eventually, about a year into our marriage, that I had let the cats go. And the hold these animals had over her, when she found out that I let the cats out of the house on purpose, she left the house. She moved out of the house and eventually divorced me. Now,
well, because you lied to her. You said that the cats ran away or something, and you let them out.
That's not the point. The point is I was saving...
Bill, if I could jump in, this is Bill Sully. When you are talking about a family that you love and you are trying to create an environment of affection, having a house cat, and the way that animal looked at you that day...
Well, that cat looked up at me...
Look, cats do that. They kill birds, they kill mice. They lay them on the mat as a way of showing the master of the house that they're doing their job.
That is a misnomer. That is.
What do you mean it's a misnomer?
That is not what the case is. The case is, it is, in my opinion, it's a threat. A threat to the owner that I will do to you what I did to this bird, so help me Christ. Now, I...
No, all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Paul McNamara and Bill Sully of Pet's Best Friend about house cats. They do not want them to be recognized as legitimate domestic pets. They want them taken off of that list so that they are no longer protected by the ASPCA or the Humane Society. They believe these are fundamentally feral, wild animals with no real loyalty or respect for human beings. And in point of fact, they use what happened to Roy Horn in Las Vegas as an example. Roy Horn, as you know, was injured by that white tiger in the Tiger Act. 1-800-449-8686. Should cats eventually be removed from domestic house pet status and removed from the American home? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Are you? I'm talking with Paul McNamara and Bill Sully of Pets Best Friend. It is a non-profit organization dedicated to the well-being of domestic pets. You gentlemen are at the Los Angeles Greyhound Terminal, is that right?
Yes, Phil, that is correct.
And Mr. Sully, why is that?
The reason why we're here, Phil, is because we have received threats. And we are leaving the Los Angeles area briefly. We're going to try to continue our work and try to appeal to Sacramento, but we have to do it from an area that, from an undisclosed location. And this is a very unfortunate reality when you're dealing with controversial legislation that is designed to help people. We have received threats from individuals who call themselves cat lovers, but we need to let everyone know that the cat, and we are speaking specifically now of the domestic house cat, is a threat to the well-being of the owners. And if they were big enough, if they were humans, if cats were human beings, Phil, this is what we like to say. If a cat was a human being, he would slit your throat while you slept. He would.
You know, my cat, the cat that we have, our little cat, his name is Ruffy, he sleeps with my daughter.
He sleeps with your daughter. If he were big enough and he were a human being, he would do to your daughter what that man did to Elizabeth Smart. Abduct her, take her into the forest, and turn her into a sex slave hostage for 9 to 12 months.
This is an animal that has no life.
Phil, the point is the domestic cat, this little furry cat that everyone thinks they understand and love, is a ticking time bomb. And if you've got one in your own home, we feel the best thing to do, and we've been threatened. I'm at a bus station. I've got two tickets for Bill and myself to get out of town because of what's happened with these cat owners.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jonathan, you're on the air here with Bill Sully and Paul McNamara of Pet's Best Friend. Go ahead. Jonathan? Well, I lost Jonathan.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, Jonathan, go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, we can hear you, Jonathan. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just had a comment for the two gentlemen. I've had a minx cat since it was a little tiny kitten, and that cat, when it got older, was very loving, very affectionate. It'd go catch rabbits and bring them, and they'd leave them. She'd never eat them until I told her it was okay and petted her. So they can't be as bad as these gentlemen are making out. That's all I had to say, sir.
The reason I said what I said, Jonathan, is when the cat brought that rattlesnake to your back door, did it ever occur to you that the cat is showing to you what he'd like to do to you?
Well, I don't think the cat's mentality is that great. I think it just hunts out in Mother Nature's respect. That's their line in the wild is lying in domestic life as far as the cat is concerned, but it doesn't cause or pose any threat to humans.
Well, here is what my point, I guess, is, and Bill made this point, Jonathan. Women who are abused in their homes have a very hard time admitting that a husband is beating them, so they stay in the home even though it's dangerous. This is the same way owners of cats hesitate trying to get away from the cat. They refuse to admit the cat is dangerous, even though they should get away from it. And we're simply saying we don't want to harm the animal. We'd like to have them resettled in an aboriginal area, an area that could be described as feral, wild, within certain confines. We'd like to airdrop all the cats, if we could, and this would be in association with a variety of countries. Is the gentleman there?
Jonathan, you're on a kind of a two-way that's kind of scratchy, but we appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Are you talking about airdropping?
Phil, I'll take that question. Cats First of all, it would be very expensive to resettle the cats, domestic cats here in the United States, but there could be a single airdrop administered by the United Nations where the cats would be parachuted into a jungle-like area, for instance.
All right, we got a little bit of a quirk on our line there. I'm sorry, Bill, did you say something?
No, it's Paul. Yeah, Phil, the expense comes in developing some kind of a parachute that would be applicable to an animal, and I don't know how that is, but we have put our resources behind that, but they obviously be a much smaller parachute.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, go ahead.
Do you guys really think that your cat is going to stand over your bed at night and try to slice your throat?
No, ma'am, of course not. No, of course not. What I'm saying to you is this. It is a disloyal animal, and it does not respect the, for all of our faults, the supremacy of human life on this planet. And I mentioned
Hang on, give me one second.
I've had
dogs my entire life. I love dogs,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I hated the fact that I moved to California, got an apartment where I can't have dogs, went out, and I got a kitten. God loves this thing. He plays fetch. He plays hide and seek. He is crazy. He goes for walks outside. He's like a little dog. He got hurt. I'll tell you this really quick. He got hurt and showed so much affection when we brought him home from the hospital.
Well, that's their way of lying.
No, he's not lying.
It's a dishonest animal.
Genuine.
He's a liar.
It's genuine.
Let me ask you this.
More innocent than we are.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Sure.
For you, that's fine. I had probably a woman that I wanted to stay married to.
She had more loyalty
to a cat than she had to me. I don't blame her.
Well, maybe there's something underlying there. Maybe she saw something. I don't know.
You know something? No, ma'am. I blame the cat, and it's lying, and it's arrogance.
You're blaming something, you know, with a brain.
And the animal.
So tiny compared to yours.
Phil, this is Bill Sully.
Go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to mention to the lady that the idea that an animal like a cat will kill a bird or a rat or what have you and bring it to the back mat in your
dogs
home.
Dogs will kill. They don't display it.
They don't display it to the master of the house as if to say, you're next.
Look at pit bulls.
Wait a minute. What do you mean saying you're next? Like you said.
No, they're not big enough to kill you, but they lay that dead bird as if to say, oh, what I wouldn't give to do this to you.
No, that's not what they're saying.
All right, ma'am,
sorry,
you have fun with your
that.
Cat. I don't know what... Has this cat of yours ever needed one of your... Does he need you at night on your arm or your leg or your sweater? This is an aggressive sign.
He lays at the foot of my
bed every single night.
When I wake up, he runs, he goes into my son's room, and he wakes up my son by licking his face.
I can tell you. See, you're laughing, and what it kind of insults me that you don't take me seriously.
No, I am. I find it absurd.
What,
I'm sorry.
Well, you find it absurd?
Well, you guys are talking about developing small parachutes to
That's
drop...
absurd.
That is an idea that we
had. You think the United Nations is really going to get in on this when there is, I mean, people are starving, and there's diseases.
No, I do not.
They're going to worry about
No, you're right.
Parachuting cats into a remote island somewhere so they
this
can't
repopulate
the world.
All right, I can play for you the sound of an animal. This was tracked by the United Nations wildlife biologists, and this is the sound of an animal, a cat, a Burmese cat, that is angry. And through high-pitched technology, you're able to isolate the, I guess you could call it the aggressive sound. Go ahead and play this if you wouldn't mind. To you, that sounds like a meow. To me, that sounds like the silent scream of a shark that is heading in for the kill.
All right, and, Tammy, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Domestic cats, according to Pets Best Friend, a nonprofit organization for the well-being of domestic pets, cats need to go. They need to be taken out of the American home. They're an aggressive and hateful animal, and they do not respect the, quote, supremacy of human life. 1-800-449-8686. We'll get into making these small parachutes to do a single drop into jungle territory when we get back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm back with Paul McNamara and Bill Sully, who's the general counsel of Pets Best Friend, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the well-being of domestic pets. You guys think the first thing that has to be done is that cats get taken off of any list of protected domestic pet that they are to be. You used Japanese-American internment as some example.
Well, I think there needs to be some kind of a roundup. We do not want to have an extermination of these animals. We do believe that they are viable in the wild. What we do want, though, is a safe drop, 130,000 drop, utilizing a nylon, light nylon parachute, single to a single feline. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. So this can be accomplished with a C-130 Hercules transport plane over any areas, uninhabited areas of Papua New Guinea or the archipelago islands. These cats can then continue to live in a habitat they were born into, and they will not be fettered by humans that they have no common decent respect for.
The common decency, I think, is the idea here. I don't want to live with them if they can't even give me the courtesy of a domestic. A dog will lick your face, a cat. You know, I used to do work in my office. The cat would come in and use the cat box while I'm trying to get work done, and they stink. And that is, see, again, when it's...
Well, it's just an animal doing what an animal does.
But it is a sign of disrespect that when you're in the middle of trying to get something done and the animal comes in and uses the box, uses the toilet, as if to say...
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Angela. Angela, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Or hold on, Angela, if you wouldn't mind for just a moment. I go to Amy. Amy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Amy, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about the impact of dropping thousands of feral cats into pristine jungle situations where they can kill off tons of native wildlife. Feral cats in the U.S. kill loads of migrant and endangered bird species all the time, and you're talking about dropping...
Well, I don't know. First of all, the endangered bird species you're talking about are animals that have been transported in this country illegally. If you're talking about wild parrots, those animals should...
No, I'm not talking about wild parrots. I'm talking about migrant birds, species native to the U.S.
Cats
kill loads of them all the time.
That's
a big
what
problem.
Cats do.
So you're going to drop them off in the middle of the jungle with no consideration of what the impact will be on the local wildlife?
Well, that's what cats do. And if cats were allowed to do what they do, you would see much more of an eco-balance than you see today. Let me give you an example, too. This is a normal cat. This is a normal glottal sound from a cat. Listen to this. We took that sound and were able, the University of Miami has an audio lab, we were able to slow this down and to a much slower pace and also to highlight the low end, and this is what it sounds like. Now, I would say to the caller, if that doesn't sound like a lion, and that is an angry lion,
so you'd like
then my
to
name is Captain Kangaroo.
Are living happily
I'm Mr.
In...
Green Jeans.
You're going to take cats that are living happily in homes, not bothering any wildlife, drop them all into the jungle where they can completely throw off the ecological balance of the entire ecosystem there.
You got a lot of concern for ecology. You got no concern for humans. I'm telling you, I'm sick of them.
Where's the research showing all the cat attacks and all the fatal cat attacks?
I didn't say there were any fatal attacks. I did
so
say
then
no.
Why are they a ticking time bomb
because
if we've never actually had a documented case of a cat?
Because they are lying, you know, something.
What's the danger in my home?
Ma'am, that cat hates you.
Right,
hates
but where's
guts.
The danger?
And
I don't care. Maybe
you,
I like maybe
and
I
speaking
like animals
to you, I can understand why.
Well, that's
why?
Not necessary.
Well, let me
take over. This is Bill Sully. Amy, how are you?
Fine.
Good. This one cat, the one that dropped the dead bird on the doormat over at Paul's house, it would watch Paul and Gloria making love.
That's fine, but...
Watch
but
like it was judging them.
Where's
like
the
it was
danger,
judging
though?
Paul.
Where's the danger in the house that we have to remove
you know
them
what?
From home?
You know what? I don't like you either.
Where's the danger?
Okay, neither one of them wants to talk to you. Thank you for calling, though.
Is she gone?
Yes.
All right, she's gone, Bill.
I was going to go and...
Are you guys going to catch a bus, or...?
We're on our way to... we don't want to tell anybody where we're going.
But it's because of the threats you've received from cat owners.
That is correct.
Let me go over here to Angela. Hi, Angela. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally agree with Amy. I have to go on her side. I have never had a threat from a cat, ever. I have raised cats all my life for 38 years almost.
I think that you are deluded, ma'am. I think the cat has you in a position where you want to believe it's
so
not going to hurt you.
The only is the human race. You know, where have you heard a cat has attacked? Yes, the only reason a cat has attacked is because the human race has been rude to that cat, had abused
that cat. All right, let me say this. Maybe the cat hasn't attacked, but let's talk about this for a second. Why, in the 3 years that I was married to a beautiful Mexican-American woman, Gloria, did this thing always have to stare at me while I was trying to, be
so
masculine?
So what? My cats stare at me and my husband making love all the time. So what? He's like a cat.
So have you asked your husband?
A cat?
You
a
say
cat,
so what? What's your husband think about it?
Oh, he loves cats, too. We both love cats.
But does he want
to
stare at
him? We love all animals, huh?
Can I jump in? Angela, my name's Bill Sully. I'm general counsel.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Paul is talking about a cat's tendency not to respect even the most private moments that a human being can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're sitting on the toilet, for instance.
That's the same as having a kid around. You know, what are you going to do?
He's like, you're not going to sit and use the toilet with a kid staring at you. But the cat wants to get into the bathroom and see what you're doing.
Cats are very, they're the nosiest bastards, and excuse my language.
So what? It's like cats are not a threat to society.
I'd like to blame
you. You have that wrong. Your tests have it wrong. Those are two different races, species. That's a wild animal, a lion or a tiger. You cannot
say that. Roy Horn, what happened to Roy Horn can happen to you. Now listen to this domestic cat, so to speak.
That is bull, because there's no, you cannot judge a wild cow from the wild from Africa from a domestic cat.
Are you saying, let me jump in here, Angela, are you saying, not for a moment, are you saying that that sound is a domestic house cat slowed down?
That is correct. So what I'm trying to say to you, Angela, is that that is the sound of a domestic house cat's real
intention.
What about
the human race? What about all these human people who rape children? So what are you going to do about them? You know,
I'm a human
animals
being.
Are so loving.
I'm a human
cats are so loving.
Listen to this.
You are wrong. And you know what? Any place you you're going
to
be banned anywhere.
Ma'am, I would say to you.
Any place you go are going
to
be banned anywhere.
You
hear me then.
I'm higher on the evolutionary ladder than a cat. Are you kidding me or what?
I'd rather have my cats around than you around.
Angela, we are leaving town. We're at the Greyhound bus station right now.
Good, leave town, because any place you go, you're going to be banned. You know,
who's going to ban? I mean, we've gotten
threats. I have so many foundations for cats. It's like,
you know what, Angela,
you talk
about human beings raping. You won't need to worry about rape when that cat has your neck between its teeth.
Oh, my cat has never ever.
That's a good point,
I've had cats all my life. My friends have cats all their life.
You know what? You can have cats your whole life. Just remember.
How about a dog?
Your cat is
staring
at you.
My friend's dog, they had to put it down because he turned on their kids. He growled at them almost bit the little girl. They had to put it down to sleep.
I think you're making it all up.
I swear, I am not making it up.
You heard that meow? Now listen to what its real intention is for you.
Oh, that is BS.
Listen to what
you cannot take it. You cannot take a wild tiger, a lion, try to tame it. You know?
Well,
oh, come on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist,
Angela,
to judge that.
Angela, can I just tell you something? That both Paul and I are leaving town because we've received death threats from cat owners like yourself.
Well, any place you go, you're going to receive them. I'm sorry, because there's so many cat lovers, you know. And
yeah, that's that.
Have you ever experienced a cat turning on you?
Hey, Roy Horn. Three words for you, Roy Horn.
Answer the question.
All right.
Yes, I did. The cat ruined my marriage to a beautiful Mexican woman. That cat ruined my marriage.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, Angela, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think you ruined your marriage.
Thank you very much for your call.
Mr. Henry, I was given to understand that I would be on your radio show with individuals who are intelligent, and that chick...
She reminds you of Gloria, doesn't she?
She sure does. It's good, Bill, that you're with me. Bill and I, by the way, are going to be getting married.
You guys are gay?
Yes, we are. We're gay. We have a pets nonprofit organization, and we hate cats. That's kind of out there, but
it works for us. And we're leaving town because of the threats, but we'll go away somewhere. We don't want to mention where we're going, but it's Desert Hot Springs.
Nice going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is your bus there yet?
We're at the airport.
We got to go.
All right, so that's the two idiots that are... So that's the normal sound, but there's the real sound of a cat. This is the real sound. Slow it down, and this is what they sound like.
Jesus, makes my blood run cold. Meow my ass.
All right. Okay. Ah! You know, I've had a cat stare at me after he snapped the neck of a bird. I never thought he was looking up and thinking, you're next. All right, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, if you'd like to contact Pet's Best Friends, we'll give you that address before the show is over tonight. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will continue tomorrow.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.